This is Radio Boston. I'm Asma Khalid. We'll begin today with the latest from Washington and the news that's trickling out about a meeting last year between the president's son and a Russian lawyer. This morning, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out a statement and screenshots of an email chain from June 2016. He says it's the entire email thread, and if you read through it, you'll see an offer to provide high-level information from Russia that would, quote, incriminate Hillary and be very useful to your father. Donald Trump Jr. replied in the email, quote, if it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer. The White House just released a statement from the president saying, quote, my son is a high quality person and I applaud his transparency. Joining us from Washington for his reaction is Congressman Jim McGovern. He represents the Massachusetts 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
So, Congressman McGovern, I want to start with the fact that we saw this morning Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out this email chain with Rob Goldstone. He's a former British tabloid journalist who the Trump family knew. And Goldstone had offered to set up a meeting last summer with a Russian lawyer by the name of Natalia Veselnitskaya. I guess I just want to initially know what your reaction was to that email chain.
Well, I'm horrified by that email chain. I mean, one is that it indicates that the Russian government supported Donald Trump's candidacy and wanted to hurt Hillary Clinton. So this is a foreign power trying to inject itself in our presidential election. But I'm also horrified because this attorney that they met with is somebody who has basically spent a good portion of her life trying to fight against human rights defenders and human rights in general. She's been the chief kind of person to try to overturn and repeal the Magnitsky Law, which is something that I authored here in the House, which basically holds Russian human rights violations to account.
So, Congressman, yesterday you tweeted this. You said, as the author of the original Sergei Magnitsky Act, I am appalled by reports that Donald Trump Jr. met with Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya. Why? What do you mean by that?
Well, this Russian lawyer has been spending a great deal of time trying to undo the Magnitsky Act and to try to get Congress to overturn the Magnitsky Act. Basically, the Magnitsky Act, is named after Sergei Magnitsky, an auditor and a lawyer who uncovered some of the biggest corruption in Russia's history. And his reward for that was to be thrown in jail, tortured, and murdered. And the Magnitsky Act basically imposes sanctions on human rights abusers in Russia. So it's an important piece of legislation. And the fact that Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort chose to spend their time with a Russian lawyer whose sole purpose is to undermine this law, I think is unconscionable.
I see. I do know that Donald Trump Jr. himself had said in his statement on Twitter that he thought the information would be, quote, political opposition research. I know that many candidates, many campaigns do sort of dig up this political oppo research. And he said that the lawyer was, quote, not a government official and that she had no information to provide and wanted simply to talk about adoption policy and then the Magnitsky Act that you mentioned. I mean, I'm curious what your take is on Donald Trump's statement there.
Well, I don't know what to believe because his statement keeps on changing from not only day to day, but hour to hour and minute to minute. The bottom line is that when he receives the email he did, which basically said the Russian government has information and wants your support your dad's presidency, his first call should have been to the FBI. This is not normal. The bottom line is that this is a foreign government. This is the Russian government basically saying that they have an interest in electing your dad as president and have damaging information on Hillary Clinton. So the meeting should never have happened.
Mm-hmm. So, Congressman, I understand that this meeting looks inappropriate. Some folks may say that it was bad judgment. But can we prove that there was actually any collusion and that the president's son and others in the room broke any laws just by attending the meeting itself?
Well, look, I'm not a lawyer, but all I can tell you is that email is pretty damaging because it makes it clear that this information is something that the Russian government wants to pass on. I think it's a pretty damaging case.
Damaging case. I see. So, I understand what you're saying, Congressman, in terms of it being looking very damaging. But just to be clear, we don't have evidence yet that there was actually any collusion. I just want to be clear about that.
I think this is collusion. I mean, I don't know how else you define collusion. I mean, the question is whether this is criminal. You know, that is something that is going to have to be determined by people who know a lot more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that somehow that they've never dealt with the Russians, you know, with regard to Hillary Clinton or the campaign, is now has just been proven false. So we have this email that shows it. I don't know what else, you know, people need to see to be able to conclude that at least there was an attempt at collusion here. But my guess is this is not the only meeting that the Trump campaign and the Russian and people close to the Russian government had. And I think with each passing day, more and more information becomes known.
Hmm. Donald Trump Jr. did defend himself on Twitter, though, saying that, you know, what he did on the campaign is something that essentially any other person would have done, to take this meeting to hear potentially damaging information about an opponent. Is there something inherently wrong with that?
Yes, there is something very wrong with that. And let me give you one example. When Al Gore and George Bush were running for president against each other, and Al Gore's campaign received a briefing book for the debate that was allegedly George Bush's briefing book, the Gore campaign called the FBI. They did the right thing. So this is not what normally happens. I mean, you know, past campaigns have actually reported this. But, you know, this is even different than that because this is a foreign government. This is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That we know, you know, has been meddling in our election. And the idea that you would take a meeting like that, and by the way, this was not some low-level campaign operative. This was Donald Trump Jr. This was Paul Manafort. This was Jared Kushner. You can't get any higher than those people other than Donald Trump. So this is very, very disturbing.
I see. So, Congressman, I imagine that this is quite disturbing, particularly to Democrats. And I understand that sentiment. I myself was a political reporter. I covered the campaign for NPR for the last couple of years. My beat was voters. And so I spent a lot of time crisscrossing the country, hearing from folks. And as some of the news about Russia began to trickle out during the campaign season, I would often hear from folks that this was sort of a distraction. It didn't resonate with them. It didn't matter to their families. And I am curious to hear your reaction to this. I understand that in the halls of D.C., this does matter. But to a lot of folks outside of the D.C. Beltway, I would hear from them at times that this just didn't really seem to affect their lives.
Well, I think as the details of this story come out, it will matter more and more and more. I mean, I think initially there were some people, especially Donald Trump supporters, who wondered whether this was just sour grapes in the aftermath of the election. Well, the bottom line is it isn't. And I'll be honest with you, this is not just about Democrats versus Republicans, because to the credit of a lot of Republicans now, we're hearing them express their concern. I'm talking about John McCain and people like Lindsey Graham, who, you know, we disagree on most issues. But on this issue, they are deeply disturbed about the fact that a foreign power, and in this case Russia, would want to meddle in our democracy. What Russia did in the last election was they attacked our democracy, and that should not only be a cause of concern for every single American, no matter what your political party may be, we should all be outraged by that. We should make sure it never, ever happens again. And we ought to be discussing on ways that we can move forward so that it doesn't happen again. And so in order for that to happen, I think the Trump administration needs to come clean, and we need to get a full accounting of what happened. And if there was criminal activity here that occurred, then those people need to be held to account. This is a big deal.
Congressman, just one final question, and that is that how do you respond to voters who feel that right now this is just a distraction from the business at hand in Washington, that the Democratic Party is sort of making a wrong choice to focus so much on the Russian investigation instead of formulating a winning campaign strategy or perhaps working on economic solutions?
Well, with all due respect, this is not the Democratic Party, all right? I mean, Bob Mueller is not the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
He was appointed by the Trump administration's Justice Department to do an investigation. The committees that are doing investigations in the House and Senate are not led by Democrats. They're led by Republicans. So, you know, there is very much bipartisan concern about what is going on here. So this is not Democrats making this an issue. This is a legitimate issue. And I think everybody should be outraged at the fact that the Russians tried to meddle in our presidential election. And if we don't figure out ways to stop it, they'll do it again and again and again. And by the way, they've done it in a whole bunch of other countries around the world. I want to make sure that our elections have integrity and that people believe in the results. I don't care whether Democrats win or Republicans win. I think people ought to have confidence in the results. And that's why getting to the bottom of this is so important. But, you know, I think it's just inaccurate to say that this is like the Democrats are trying to distract voters. That's not what's going on here.
Okay. Congressman Jim McGovern represents the Massachusetts 2nd Congressional District. Representative McGovern, thanks so much for joining us.
All the best.
So Congressman McGovern, as you all just heard, insists that this focus on Russia is not just a Democratic distraction. It's a matter of the rule of law. But we wanted to hear what some Republican voters really think. Do they care about the news that Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer during his father's campaign? To get some guidance on that question, we've called up Jim Rappaport. He's a former statewide candidate and a former chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party. Jim, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, Asma, thank you for having me.
So, Jim, first, your thoughts on this. I think you just heard Congressman
wow.
McGovern as well. Is that right?
I feel so bad for him. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How so?
The only item which he said, which had any legitimacy, is he is absolutely right. If there is criminal actions, those actions should be prosecuted. But the Democrats have been ham-fistedly wandering around looking for that for the last allegedly for the last year, because supposedly Obama had this information, and because Clinton was so far ahead in the election and was going to win this election in a landslide, he didn't do anything about it last year. He had that opportunity. He clearly believed that it was not
President Obama?
The vote. President Obama had this information.
So, Jim, how big of a deal is it to you, this new information about Donald Trump Jr. that we're seeing today?
Donald Trump Jr. apparently was told that this woman had incriminating evidence about Hillary Clinton, and that there were Russians who were funding the DNC and the Democratic Party. If that were true and he were able to get that information, it would have been a game changer in the election. So it's absolutely appropriate that he went to find out about whether or not this was true or not. And it turned out it was a hook to get him in to talk about the Magnitsky Act, which, by the way, Republicans were huge supporters of, if not drivers of.
So, Jim, just so I'm clear on what you're saying, that, in terms of if the information itself had panned out from this Russian source, you think it's totally acceptable to glean that information from a foreign government source?
From anybody.
Anybody.
What this person was claiming was that there were people in the Russian government and Russians who were funding the Democratic Party.
I see.
So why wouldn't that be valid information to get? And opposition research is done all the time. And by the way, the instance that McGovern talked about is totally different from this. This is somebody apparently stole information from the Bush campaign and presented it to the war campaign and said, go to it and help prepare for the debate. And admittedly, to their credit, they said that's an illegal act that somebody took and stole this information.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's totally different than what's going on here. This is such a nothing burger. When you go out and you talk to people in the real country,
mm-hmm.
and that's outside of the coastal elites.
Don't worry. I know that. I spent a long time doing that during the campaign.
This is why the Democrats keep losing election after election after election. They've lost 1,000 seats in the last 8 years. They've lost every special election this year. And the reason is, rather than focusing on how they're going to actually make real people's lives better, they're focusing on, as Vance Jones, that noted conservative at CNN, said, this is nothing burger.
I see. So Jim, I want to ask you a little bit more, actually, about that reaction you're hearing from folks out and about, just friends
yep.
and colleagues you're talking to. But first, I just want to make sure I'm sort of understanding your assessment of what Donald Trump Jr. put out himself on Twitter today, where he, included the screenshots of his email conversation, said that this email interaction had occurred. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. So you're saying that even if it is meeting with a Russian source, even if it's meeting with a foreign government source, in your mind, it is completely acceptable to get that information from a foreign government source.
Well, she was a Russian attorney. She
mm-hmm.
wasn't a government source.
But in the email chain, though, Jim, they do acknowledge that the information comes from the Russian government and that Donald Trump. Yeah.
And that somebody that a Russian was illegally funding the Democratic Party.
I see. So
And if okay. that, in fact, if that, if it had been the Swiss government,
mm-hmm.
who it's not anywhere near our geopolitical adversary the way
sure.
Russia is, and somebody from the Swiss government had said there are Swiss people who are illegally funding the Democratic Party, he would have gotten that and there'd be no noise about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So just so I'm clear on this one last question, then, is it, in your mind, acceptable at that point for the Trump campaign to go to the Russians for info on Clinton? I guess I'm just wanting to follow through on this. Then why is it sort of bad for folks to ask now?
They didn't go to the Russians.
Okay.
An intermediary Russian lawyer who apparently lives in virtually full time in New York.
Yes.
You know, who frankly used this as a hook to talk about the Magnitsky Act. You know, and which all of us agree needs to be, if not enforced, certainly probably strengthened, you know, as to those who are violating human rights. So, you know, if I would have been more concerned if this lawyer, I can't pronounce her last name.
Me, I struggled with it too, no worries.
If this lawyer had said to Donald Trump Jr., I'd like to have a meeting with you to talk about lessening the scourge of on the Russians who are caught under the Magnitsky Act, I would have more of a problem with the meeting about that than about getting this information that there were Russians who were illegally funding the Democratic Party.
Got it. So, Jim, you mentioned that you are talking to other folks and that this really seems, I think you called it, what, like nothing burger, right? It's really nothing in terms of this.
Vance Jones, to the left of Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Calls it nothing burger.
So you feel like it's nothing. I'm curious what you are hearing from folks. And, I mean, what are people caring about at this moment? And do they feel like this is just a distraction?
Well, as to this issue, there is no question that we want to make sure that we have a system that, you know, that has integrity, a voting system that has integrity in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, the idea of finding out that there literally are millions of people who are registered in more than one state and figuring out a system that makes sure that that those other folks aren't voted, and there is evidence that there were literally thousands of those people who voted, that's a legitimate thing us to do to clean up our process.
So, Jim, So you're saying that the idea of potential voter fraud, which to my understanding has not been detected yet at all in any sort of verifiable way, you feel that voters care more about that than they do about the Russian investigation?
Yes.
I see. All right. And for you, Jim, you were not always a supporter of President Trump's early on, right? Go ahead.
I was a John Kasich supporter.
In the primaries, okay.
In the primaries and until late. And at the end of the day, I mean, Clinton was such a horrible candidate, and the idea of having her as president was so awful. And the idea that she would be appointing judges was what led me and others to, at the end of the day, pull the lever for Trump.
For Trump, yeah. Well, one final question for you.
We did not have great choices.
I heard that from a lot of voters.
One of my Uber drivers said out in California, he said, in 350 million people in this country, this is the best we could do.
So, Jim, we have time for just one more quick question. And that is, I would love to hear your assessment of how President Trump is doing to date.
There are areas where I think he is doing exceedingly well in the regulatory, bringing back some of the overregulations from the Obama years. I love his judicial appointments. I wish he would get off Twitter. I wish that he would, or, you know, I wish he would tweet less. And I would love to see them make more progress on both tax reform and on repealing and replacing Obamacare.
All right. Got it. Well, Jim, thank you very much. That's Jim Rappaport. He's a former statewide candidate and a former chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Asma Khalid, and this is Radio Boston.